Welcome back to the Scott Safety Center, where the Whitecourt Wolverines defeat the Oil Barons here tonight in Game 6, 6-3. Joined now on the postgame show by Mob head coach Tom Kekka. And Tom, that game was full of emotion, and it was a wild third period, one where you guys fell behind by three, but you showed no quit. You cut the lead back down to one, but the Whitecourt Wolverines get that late goal there. And just your thoughts on a wild Game 6 and ultimately the end of your season.
First of all, I just want to congratulate the Bantam AA's, Connor Wallach, Jason Sinclair, Colin Hardigan, the entire, the players and the family members. They were victorious today. They won the Bantam AA championship. I know that from the looks of it, they had a great crowd out at Frank Lacroix, so I think it's great that people got out to support them, and I just want to congratulate them on a great year. Hopefully we've got a couple of future Oil Barons out of that mix, which was great. Secondly, I couldn't be prouder to stand behind the bench, behind those players for the course of the year. They wore the crest on the front of the jersey with pride throughout the entire year. And this was just one of those series where, when you look at the big picture, both communities had a type of adversity to go through. And obviously ours was well documented last May. It was a little bit of a rallying cry for us. I think that for people that aren't aware, Whitecourt had a very tragic incident over the Christmas holidays, and I think that was a rallying point for them as well. So you had two teams that, tried to go at it. I don't think it was a conventional series by any stretch. I don't think anybody would argue that this was going to go probably six or seven games. I think that when you outline that there was a 5-1 game, a 7-1 game, a 6-1 game, they would have said, what? But at the end of the day, right now, and what I told the players, nothing that I say today is going to make a lick of difference to them. And unfortunately, what happens is tonight we have short-term memory. Tonight's going to sting. It's going to bother guys, and it should. But when we are able to process that short-term memory and store it into long-term memory and look at the big picture of what we were able to accomplish, I think that every single player in that room should be proud of what we're able to do. I don't think there's one single person at the start of the year that would have predicted a Whitecourt for McMurray North Division final. I think Whitecourt would have been there, but I don't think too many people would have given us a chance, and that speaks volume for the leadership that we have, just the overall players. And right now when I look at this series, it's unfortunate. I bit my tongue the whole series, but it's a daunting task to play against an offensive team like Whitecourt, in a series like this. But when you give them 30 power plays, and we only had 18, you just can't do that. And I thought it was a disgrace, really, to be honest with you. And I'm not arguing over any of the calls that were made on our guys, but I just didn't think there was any consistency in any of the throughout the course of the series. And it's frustrating as a player when you don't know what a penalty is and what it isn't. And some of the explanations we got just were out in left field. And if you're going to give a team 30 and we only have 18, I mean, you're fighting with fire, and that's unfortunately what happened. And I know I'm going to sound like a crybaby and that, but I bit my tongue. And even in the game that we were here, we won 5-1. Penalties were lopsided. And today, in today's game, when, as a coach, all you really want is you want the players to decide the outcome of the game. And in the second period, we get three. Now, one was a too many men, which is granted, but, there were slashes and cross checks, and it just seemed that we were killing for three. And, I loved our penalty killing today. And then in the third period, we got a couple makeup calls, and then we're able to capitalize, make a game of it. It just, again, shows you the character that we have in our dressing room.
Tom, you had five outstanding 20-year-olds on the team this year, and you put them out for the last shift. Jackson McKintry's a three-year vet. Brandon Ralph, Toby Shatler, both local players. Stephen Wood came in, was a heart and soul guy for your team. And Jordan Steenbergen was a player that went through it last year, the tough season, and he gave everything he had this year. If you could just touch on your 20-year-old group and what they meant to this hockey club.
Well, not only this hockey club, but to this organization. And I think that when people, look back, they think of the 60 games that we had in the regular season, in our playoff run here. But the amount of work that our players willingly and lovingly, I'll use that term, did in the community this year was huge. There was never any, do we have to do this? Our guys, we're can we do more? And I appreciate the support that we had today from fans. We had people drive all the way from Fort McMurray to come and support us, which is greatly appreciated. Those 20-year-olds left everything that they had on the ice, and then that's what you want your 20-year-olds to do. In the pregame speech, You know, we said we could use any cliche that we wanted, but, you know, at the end of the night, as long as we could sit in that dressing room and you could, you know, hold your head up and look at the guy next to you and the guy across from you, that's all that we wanted, and we can do that. 4-1, we could have easily have, you know, been undisciplined and taken more penalties, and it could have been 7-8-1, but, you know, our guys fought back, and there was never a belief on the bench that we were done, even, you know, even on the 5-on-3, you know, we still thought that we could get a couple. So, you know, last year, from a fan's perspective, I understand. I hope they realize from a coaching perspective what it meant. But we had to lay the foundation. And, you know, the leadership that we had and the effect that those five individuals will have on our younger group, it hopefully will last a long time. And this is something that we should come, you know, while you shouldn't take it for granted, it's something that we come to expect. I mean, we tell our players that, you know, when we're recruiting you to Fort McMurray, we're not only recruiting you, you know, to a good hockey team on the ice, we're also asking you to be a good citizen and to make positive impacts in our community, and our guys have done that, and this is a special group. And, you know, I've been in the Alberta Junior Hockey League for 15 years, and you know, there's always teams that you know, just stand out more than others, and I definitely think that this is a team when I, you know, I'm too old to coach, you'll sit back and you'll appreciate everything that they were able to accomplish. I've said it time and time again, this team, I honestly believe, had a therapeutic role in our community to help the healing a little bit. I think that they did that. It was a rallying cry. And the future looks bright. I mean, I know that, you know, I'll take a day or two, but, you know, we got to start planning for next year. And I think that we've got a very solid foundation to build on. And these are the results that we should come to expect as a former McMurray Oilbear, not only as a fan, but as the organization as well.
Tom, the fourth best record in franchise history this year, 44 wins, 91 points, a first overall finish in the regular season. You head to the North Division Final. I know you mentioned it when you look back at the start of the year in training camp. No one probably would have believed you if you said that we were going to.
I wouldn't have believed you
if you were going to accomplish all those things. but do you sit back now and kind of go just wow, look what we accomplished this year after everything that the community went to and everything the organization went through last year, and it was a tough year last year.
You do. It was a very tough year on so many different levels, and. You know, and it didn't get any easier with what happened in May. It was still a distraction and that, but you do. And you know, as a coach, it's important to be realistic. I think that when you look at, you know, the skeleton of our roster, things look really good. We've got too many 97s for next year, but, you know, our scouts have been very hard, you know, recruiting. We've got two spring camps, which are absolutely full, where in previous years we had trouble getting 60 kids to one camp. We've got two camps that are absolutely jam full, and you know, there are some exciting prospects that we have you know, coming up, but the work for next year starts right away. There's really not going to be any opportunity for us to sit, you know, to sit and look back, and you know, we can't hang our hat on what we accomplished this year. We talked about it, that our motto at the start of the year was that we wanted to, you know, raise the bar, and every single day push the bar a little bit. Well, you know what, we set the bar pretty high. So I guess it's, I enthusiastically look forward to the challenge of making sure that we don't take a step back, and we make sure that we continue the success that we had this year. And we owe it not only to the players that were here this year and are coming back next year, but to our 20-year-olds. You know, I've talked time and time again that, you know, we needed the Tyler Days and the Ben Scharfs, you know, and the Connor McCallums last year. And then, you know, they were a pivotal point in our success this year. And, you know, when we sit back here next year, we're going to look at the Brandon Ralphs and the Jordan Steenbergens and the Jackson McKinstries, the Stephen Woods and the Toby Shatlers. And we're going to sit there and say we're better because, you know, they had that influence on our hockey team.
Tom, just lastly here, I know it takes a lot to run an organization and a hockey team like that. Is there anyone that you want to thank just lastly here on our last broadcast?
I mean, we thank everybody, whether it's the board members who don't get the credit that they deserve, all of the volunteers that we have, the security, our medical staff, the rink staff. You know, it really was a special group. And the one thing that I appreciated, I know time and time again this year, is, you know, the amount of emails and the amount of phone calls that we got were all positive. You know, reinforcements of, you know, of the group that we have. And, you know, you try and teach your kids that, you know, true character is revealed when there's nobody watching what you're doing and you still do the right thing. It's easy when an adult or your coach is there to do the right thing. But the moment the coach leaves the room, you know, who are the guys that are still doing the right thing, or who are the guys that are trying to cut, you know, cut corners and, you know, in that. And we really had a tremendous group. I'm so proud of them. You know, I won't be able to thank them enough for what they did because, again, this is a personal thing for me. I'm a local player. I went through Fort McMurray minor hockey, and I take this very seriously. I honestly bleed blue. I appreciate all of the emails and texts that we got from alumni this year, and you know, we post that stuff in our dressing room so that the current guys know that, you know, once you're an Oil Baron, you're always an Oil Baron. And just because, you know, maybe you're Stephen Wood and you're only here for a couple months, it doesn't matter. You know, the impact he had was very, you know, beneficial for our group. So, you know, that's the type of culture that we want to, you know, foster and sustain here in Fort McMurray. So, you know, I just wanted to thank everybody. And I'm not into guaranteeing, but I sincerely hope that we can build on what we did this year and even have a better and more successful year next year.
Well, Tom, I just wanted to...
And also, hang on, and yeah. I want to plug the car.
Okay.
The Camaro. Get your tickets because it helps us out. And I'm going to do it right this time. It's one for 50 and three for $100. So you can go on the website. It's a beautiful vehicle. And it's such a shame when I see Terry Connors or Dave Fitzgerald having to drive that and around the rink and that. I definitely want somebody younger to win that vehicle. So please get your tickets. It helps us out. Financially, and we appreciate all the support.
We need you in there. Get your hair.
Well, I don't think I could get this this back end. I got too much junk in the trunk, so I don't think I'd fit in that car.
Well, lastly, Tom, I just wanted to thank you for allowing me in the organization and to travel with the team and to get to know these great 23 young men, putting up with me twice a game, no matter what, no matter the circumstance. I really appreciate you always coming up and talking and speaking your mind and just everything that you've done for me as a broadcaster this season, Tom. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. We appreciate your hard work. And I know sometimes I'm short-tempered and don't understand some of the questions and that, but I know that you know, our fans are lucky to have you as a play-by-play guy.
Tom, appreciate the time as always, and congratulations on a very successful season.
Thank you very much.